Sephardim have the custom not to take haircuts nor shave in some instances during Sefirat HaOmer. There are two customs that the Sephardim generally follow. One is the opinion of Maran, one is the opinion of Rav Ari. Maran's opinion is that the Avelut of Sefirat HaOmer, based on the death of the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, goes up until the 34th day of the Omer, which is Lamed Dalid, which would be tomorrow. Tomorrow would be Wednesday, the 34th day of the Omer. Therefore, Maran holds that one is still refrained and asur in taking haircuts, and if one refrained from shaving, would be still asur for him, according to the Minhag, to shave until the 34th of the Omer. There are different opinions if this starts tonight, because we know the Jewish day starts at night, or do you have to wait till the next day. We have a rule, Miksata Yom Kekulo, but we don't say Miksata Laila Kekulo. And therefore, the law says that haircuts are not permissible until tomorrow, until Lamed Dalid. Once after sunrise comes, you can take a haircut. You don't have to wait till the midday or late in the afternoon. But before that, the minhag is not to take haircuts. Today, we're only lenient, today, which is Lag BaOmer, for ketanim. For example, you have a custom of the Ariza that we mentioned, that a child, after he reaches his third birthday, or he passes three Lag BaOmers, so on the third Lag BaOmer, they take him to the rabbi, and they cut his hair for the first time. This is a proper minhag to embrace. So therefore, it's permissible to take the ketanim today for a haircut on Lag BaOmer itself. We're not mahmir for ketanim. Ladies also, it's our custom not to be mahmir on taking haircuts during Sefirat HaOmer. So therefore, technically, ladies were allowed to take haircuts throughout the Omer, or the more so today. The Arizal had a different understanding on the beard of the Omer. He looks at the Omer as Yemei HaDin, and also it's like a Chol HaMoed. It's one long holiday, and therefore his custom was to keep the beard and the not haircuts until Shavuot, or the day before Shavuot. Each one follows the minhag that he's accustomed to. It is also our custom not to make Shehiyanu during Yemei Sefirat HaOmer. However, which means buying new clothes or wearing new clothes that would render a shehiyanu, for example, a new suit, etc. However, once Lag BaOmer comes, which is today, it's permissible to start making shehiyanus again on new clothes that you had bought. We don't have to wait for shehiyanu until the 34th. Regarding weddings, the halakha does say that although in certain circumstances it would be permissible to make a wedding on the night of Lad LaOmer, which would be tomorrow night, Chavodya brings cases where the Sha'at Ad-Dahak, where the couple did not fulfill Priya V'Ribya, and that's the only night, and other circumstances that force them to do it that night, there is leniencies. However, the Chattachila, one should not make weddings until the night after Lad LaOmer, or the day itself of Lad LaOmer, if somebody wants to get married in the day for Sefer Adin, based on what we said, Miksata Yom Kikulo. So weddings would also follow the rule of haircuts, or better said, haircuts are following the rule of weddings. Last but not least, even though Sefer Adin still keep the haircuts until Lad, we're allowed to listen to music because of the Hildulah of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So we do celebrate today as a holiday because of the impact of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and what his Zohar, how it changed the world and how the books bring down to you. You're supposed to enjoy today. So therefore, those that refrain from listening to music throughout the Sefirah, it would be bissel today to go back to listening to, obviously, kosher music, Lichbod Hildulah of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai.